This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. With the end of the year comes lots of deadlines, including figuring out how to spend every last dollar in your flexible spending account, if you have one. About 43% of private sector workers and about 71% of state and local government workers do have access to FSAs, which are used to set aside pre-tax dollars for eligible medical and dental expenses. Some employers offer grace periods to spend the money after the year ends, but many have a deadline of midnight on December 31st. That means the end of your rush to spend the money is on, and Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has more on who benefits from FSAs and who's left out.
There are 3 days left in 2022, and I have $325.41 left in my FSA. So yesterday I went to FSAstore.com to see what I could get.
A no-touch forehead thermometer, a vibrating and heat foam roller, a chirp wheel. What is a chirp wheel? Does it, like, chirp at you?
For those who don't know, a chirp wheel is a roller meant to relieve back pain. There were also more traditional supplies, like Advil and Band-Aids featuring Baby Yoda. The IRS sets the parameters of what counts as a medical expense for FSA purposes. And Rachel Rouleau, the Chief Compliance Officer for Health E-Commerce, which oversees the FSA store, says they'd like to see the IRS include more products.
For example, you can't buy most vitamins. We think that should change.
In 2020, one thing that changed was the addition of feminine hygiene products like tampons and panty liners. Nathan Fox is chief financial officer at Thinks, which sells underwear for people who deal with incontinence or are menstruating. He says Thinks now sees a spike in sales every time an FSA deadline is near, and that being FSA eligible has expanded their market.
It's gone from being, you know, a product that was more of a niche to something that is now approaching mainstream.
Still, even if the kind of items eligible for FSA dollars are expanding, lots of people are left out. Jennifer Weiss-Wolf is with the NYU School of Law and author of the book Periods Gone Public.
You have to be able to afford to put the money aside in the first place, even if you know you're not going to incur that expense for 3 months, 6 months, 1 year down the road.
Weiss-Wolf says she'd also like for FSAs to be more user-friendly so people can make changes mid-year and adjust how much they're putting in so they don't end up buying a chirp wheel if they don't need one. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.